Thank you for being with us today. God is ministry, and I appreciate you being a part of what God is doing here at Covenant of Grace Ministry. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to you during this time in the Word. You know, sometimes in our hearts and lives, there are some struggles that we go through. And we wonder about ourselves and who we are and what we've became and what we've done and where we're going. And we struggle with that. Theodore Roosevelt once said, I care not what others think of what I do, but I care very much about what I think of what I do. That is character. What I think of what I do, that is character. It's important that you have a high value on who you are and what you can become and how you can touch this world you're in. If you didn't have that kind of desire, if that kind of possession of a proper character wasn't a focal point upon your spiritual lives, then you could just go off and take any position, thought, or creed and just fly with it, and whatever happens, happens. But hopefully, the Word of God to you is like a mirror that you look upon. And through the reflection of the Word of God, you see yourself more clearly in who the real you is or has become. I don't know if some of you know the story of Dorian Gray. Dorian Gray. But Dorian Gray was a person who did great evil in his lifetime. In this story, it talks about, weaves a story about Dorian Gray. This character in this story or plot goes on with just righteous living and does whatever he darn feels like. And it doesn't matter. And he stays the same age he is throughout his lifetime and doesn't age. And lives whatever corrupt lifestyle he does. And that lifestyle, etc., seems to have no consequence. And he doesn't age, he just keeps on living, and he doesn't die. But locked up in an attic somewhere is this picture. And only when he could view and see that picture for what it is, now ugly and old it had become because of the corruption of his life, was he ultimately destroyed. He couldn't view upon that picture. He couldn't look upon that picture, because when he viewed upon it, he was destroyed and was consumed by the evil he had become. So the story goes. In this character of literature, when we look at the mirror of God's Word and we look into who we are, what have we become? Who are we? What do I think of when I think of me? How can I become a better person? How can I begin to make changes that are appropriate? How can I build upon my successes? How can I show forth the character of the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Second Timothy 3:16 says, from the Common English Bible, every scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting, and training character. Notice those four things: for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting, and training character. The Word of God and the reflection of it is indispensable in our personal lives. When we let go of the Word, when the Word of God becomes of none effect, we become like Dorian Gray, a person who could just float aimlessly, and our character begin to show forth and reflect that which is evil rather than good. God wants us to share in and partake of who He is. We're supposed to remember the Lord's Supper, and in so doing, remember what He did at the cross, and we consider His death, burial, resurrection, and we take the elements of communion, and we are put in remembrance, and we reflect upon, and Jesus becomes real to us in that time of communion. There is a reflection that is taken upon there that many times touches the heart and life of men and women in a very powerful way. But like the Word of God could become to us, does sometimes communion have no effect in our lives? Hello? Do you hear me now? You know, the Word of God should have effect in our lives. But there's also things that God has consecrated to us and has made holy that we can take time in and pause and gain reflection, and He becomes real to us afresh. But what do we do with it? How do we handle it? What effect does it have in our lives? Is the Word of God just something we read? Is the Word of God something we just abstractly just think, oh, well, it's a good piece of literature, but is communion just an everyday sacrament? And okay, so what? God forbid. The things which the Lord has called holy are holy. The Word of God, the Lord holds in reverence. And in the earliest time of the Scriptures, when it considers the commandments of God, they were sanctified or set apart in a holy place. Communion, the Lord's Supper, is to be venerated, to honor, be honored as a holy time of consecration of the Lord. When we get together as a people under the Lord and we begin to pray and worship and seek the Lord, it should be a special place of reflection in the mirror of God's Word, His purposes, His will, and His Holy Spirit's ministration of duty as God begins to help us to see ourselves and Him in a new and a fresh dimension, like manna fresh in the day. What are we doing with the Word of God? What are we using the Word of God for? What are we considering and taking time for in our Christian form of worship that gives Him the opportunity to minister to us in such a way that we truly become understanding of the mirror of God's grace and how He wants to shed His blood upon us, get us corrected, get us going forward and developing something powerful within our character. Once again, 2 Timothy 3:16, every scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting and training character, for teaching. The Word of God is supposed to be a teaching instrument. When I'm teaching, I'm instructing. I'm trying to impart knowledge. The Word of God should be something that we impart, and it's not just knowledge as far as head knowledge. It's soul knowledge, in the sense that it should become a part of our spirit and who we are and helps us in our everyday life. It reveals things in us. It shows us our mistakes. We're in a generation that doesn't like to be shown our mistakes. But when we make our mistakes, let us go before the throne of grace in time of need, and let us share with the Lord and allow Him to cleanse us of all unrighteousness and go forward in the power of God and make the appropriate corrections, which is the next thing spoken of here in 2 Timothy 3:16, and making those corrections, walk in the light of God, in freedom and liberty, wherewith the Son of God has made us free and set us free at the throne of grace. And so doing, developing our character and seeing the fruit of God, His righteousness, emulate from our lives in a supernatural way. Your words can be powerful. Your Christian ceremonies can be powerful. Your worship can be powerful. But it's you who can make the greatest difference in your individual life, in reflection to those around about you, that helps them to see the Jesus in you, as you have already gone before the Word of God and seen yourself and made the corrections necessary to become what God has intended for you to be, a child of the King, a joint heir with Jesus, a son of God, a daughter of Zion, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation after God. But it's up to you. It's up to me. How important is it to us? I sat today in my time of prayer this morning, and you know, I many times will use what's called the Great Litany, which is in the Common Book of Prayer in the Episcopal Church, and as just an outline in my time, and then I just let the Holy Spirit minister in whatever way and capacity. And it doesn't matter, each and every day, the word I've considered for the day in that time of prayer has an effect in me. Sometimes one of the mistakes I make, though, is I forget that God has forgiven me. And I want to just touch upon that for a moment. I forget what God has done for me. I forget that He's already cleansed me. I've already prayed for that to be forgiven. And I allow the enemy of our soul, Satan, to beat me up. Because people in my life and people in your life, they tend to beat you up and remind you of your mistakes. Most of the time, it's not the devil. It's people being used of the enemy, maybe, but they remind you of things, and hey, it's like, I put that under the blood. I'm trying to move forward beyond that, but they have to remind me. And that hurts, and that brings about a sense of feeling like you can never be forgiven. Remember that you are forgiven when you go before the Lord, and the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, and you truly repented with heartfelt grief, and you've given it over to the Lord. Despite the fact that people bring it up, don't let it become a part of you and attack your nature. Because you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And there's power in the blood of the Lamb. They overcame the enemy, the scripture says, in Revelation 12, by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. God's blood has cleansed us through the shed blood of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, given us hope. Don't allow Satan to beat you up with that. Beat me up with that. Oh, that I would be able to move on and develop in my training in the character Christ wants me to expose, to reveal, to show the world. That they might at least see a little bit of Jesus. Enough to maybe sit there and maybe say, hey, maybe it's worth going to church. Maybe it's worth getting into the Word of God. Maybe it's worth taking a few minutes to pray. I want to know Jesus. And I want to take hold of the shepherd's love. Today I challenge you to go forth in the power of the Lord, to take hold of the Word of God, to use it as a mirror to reflect upon, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you, that you might know the height, the length, and the depth of what God wants you to see, and to grow in, and to become, overcoming the evils, and taking hold of the power of the Holy Spirit, and seeing the grace of God's character anointed and appointed and expressed and given light to your life. I hope you enjoyed this first part of this lesson today. Tomorrow we're going to get into another session. And I pray that God will bless you in His Word. God, minister, I pray, and touch people as they've heard this Word today. Strengthen them and use them for Your glory. And let the light and the reflection of Your Word be so real to them. I pray that You would bless and touch and help. And I pray for victory in their personal lives. And I pray that You would help us as we go in this study and through this study to see God's work be done in a very special way, and teach each and every one of us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God, and not allow others to make us look back and be self-defeated, and to see the victory of Christ, and to take upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Touch and meet the needs of each and every one who's called into the prayer line today. I pray Your blessing and anointing and help, and meet them at that point. God, as they speak it out right now, I pray that You'll be their provider, their Lord, their Savior, their healer, their everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, please remember you can get a hold of us at any time at Covenant of Grace at 646-926-0401, or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. I'm so glad that you could be with us today, and I pray God's touch and blessing upon you as you go forth this day, and be with us tomorrow as we can consider another element in the character that counts in looking upon the reflection of God's Word.